This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. So get out your maps, folks. The 20th District of New York, the 20th Congressional District of New York, is up there near Albany, right along the Hudson River. It's traditionally a conservative district, but a few years back, Kirsten Gillibrand won as a Democrat in a district that had been thought to be a safe Republican seat for years and years and years. Well, Kirsten Gillibrand, of course, is now the senator from New York, moving up for Hillary Clinton, who's now Secretary of State, and there's a special election there today. Does it mean anything? Well, obviously, for the people in the 20th Congressional District, it certainly does. Emily Cadet joins us now, political reporter for Congressional Quarterly Magazine in Washington. First of all, Emily, thanks for being with us.
Hi, John. Thanks for having me.
And, you know, special elections, low voter turnout in obscure districts around the United States, it still doesn't keep the political consultants from going, this is meaningful and symbolic for everything that's going on in the Barack Obama administration. I'll say right off the top, I'm skeptical. Convince me. This is a really important election.
Well, I think it is an important election in certain regards. This is the first real test case that the Obama administration and the Republicans have to take stock of how their strategies are playing in, on the ground in America. Obama and the White House are extremely protective of the Obama brand, so to speak. They've gotten involved in this race. I think the race sort of came to them in a way because both candidates have been talking a lot about these national economic issues, particularly the $787 billion stimulus package that was recently passed. That's been a hot topic of debate. The economic crisis in general is very salient up there just because this district is part of the upstate New York region that's been hurting economically for years. So they're really looking for anyone to help turn things around.
So Emily, is the political rhetoric, we want stimulus package, stimulus money, or is it, those deficits scare us? And is AIG actually a campaign issue in a congressional campaign?
Well, it's a little of both, actually, and I think that's why people are intrigued by this district. It's a traditionally conservative district, as you mentioned, and the residents tend to be very fiscally conservative. Even Gillibrand was a fiscal conservative for a Democrat. She was one of the Blue Dog Democrats, which is a group in Congress that promotes fiscal conservatism. So on the one hand, they're terrified of these deficits. On the other hand, they desperately need federal cash. It's a district that needs to rebuild its infrastructure, rebuild its economy after the loss of industry. So I think, like a lot of people in the country, they're torn about the big debts, but also they're struggling.
Now, the latest polling shows the Democrat with a slight lead, but have the Republicans targeted this with money and or resources?
Definitely. This is, I think in the beginning, this was seen as an easy Republican gain. The Democrats really talked down their chances in the district. All of a sudden, you've seen this surge for the Democrat, but the Republicans have still outspent the Democrats in the district. The House fundraising committee for the Republicans has spent close to $1 million on advertising, yes. And
oh,
the Democrats
huge.
Democrats have spent probably about half that or a little
half
three
that.
Quarters.
And they're still leading. All right, we've got to go. We only got 30 seconds. But if the Democrats should win here in a Republican-targeted district that would have been expected to be Republican, is that the end for RNC Chairman Michael Steele?
People have said that. I don't know. I think nobody really wants to kick out Michael Steele right at this moment.
That's a no, but a maybe. That's a maybe no. Emily Cadell, thanks so much. Political reporter for Congressional Quarterly Magazine in Washington, reporting from Washington, D.C. Thanks, Emily.